Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in your daily life, in the astrology of world events, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. Normally, I'm joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz, but tonight you just get me. Mark is traveling for the holidays, and Ann is relocating to Florida for the winter with cats. Should be an interesting journey. And so many people traveled since the Sun and Mercury went into Sagittarius last week, which may have helped with the traveling people, traveling germs, traveling transmissions of odd things. While we see the Sun in Sagittarius, and we also may have been good for unusually honest moments around the dinner table over the holiday weekend, and there's some interesting aspects coming up that we see mirroring in the headlines. The Sun and Moon and Mercury, the Sun and Mercury are conjunct tonight in Sagittarius. And on Saturday morning, we have a new moon lunar eclipse within a degree of Mercury, all conjunct in Sagittarius, all begging for a truth when we have to be truthful to ourselves if we want to be truthful to the world. Sagittarius are known for being unusually frank and honest, being able to say things without rancor, but with directness that other people may have trouble handling. But that's if the Sagittarian quality wants to be honest. Often the delusion starts with themselves. If a Sagittarian loses that, and every single sign has what happens when they lose the core of their sign. A Capricorn needs honor. And when it loses that sense of honor, it can be unscrupulously manipulative. Sagittarians need honesty. And that Sagittarianness needs honesty. But sometimes it chooses to delude itself, and so believes what it feels, that whether it's a Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Sagittarius, and believes that it's true because it's talked themselves into an illusion and therefore can pass that word on and other people believe them. And we see Donald Trump had his moon in Sagittarius, but there's been also some notorious cases of criminality where the bamboozler had a strong planet in Sagittarius. So Sagittarius says, first, we need to be honest with ourselves and give ourselves the acceptance to be able to be honest with others. And then we can carry it forward. Now, this Sagittarian lineup also brings in the whole question of global mindset. Are we at one with the world? Sagittarian asks us to take the big picture, to stand back and think global, think planet-wide. Right now, we have a new strain of COVID that started in South America, but has already been seen in England and Belgium, and I believe America. It's traveling fast. It doesn't appear to be as deadly as some of the other strains of COVID, but unusually catchy. And I think this comes back to that Sagittarian need to remember that the air we breathe goes around the globe, that our weather is global, that our world climate issues are global and not local, that the illusion of a boundary between countries is more of a modern phenomenon and is political, but it doesn't cover much of anything else that's really here on Earth. Same moon, same sun, same wind, same water, and something like a pandemic that keeps whipping around the globe is an example that we have to take care of the whole health of the globe rather than pretend we can find only a local solution. We have to take care of the whole health of the ecosystem rather than try to find a local solution, although every little piece helps. And I think that that's an important part of this process. But we have an eclipse coming this weekend, and eclipses act like astrological acupuncture. They bring energy to that particular point in our chart. It's between 12 and 13 degrees of mutable signs. And where you have those planets lined up, it can shift something suddenly, like acupuncture, can shift the energy fields in your body and unblock blocked places. If there's nothing blocked in your life, you may not feel it. If there's something you've been holding on to for too long, and it's time to let it go to clear the room for what's coming in new, whether it's toys in your closets as a child so you can make room for Christmas toys, or if it is an illusion about yourself or an insecurity that it's time you let go of, the eclipse may shake your tree and help you release it. And it's happening right on the ascendant of the American chart, the Sibley chart, we think of as the mythic American chart. And it'll be interesting to see what that place means for us. On the ascendant, it can change how we are seen in the world, how we feel perceived through the world ahead. Now, America has always thought of itself as the coolest, grooviest, most technologically advanced of the countries. And I just read where Mumbai is installing, it already has solar-powered subway stations, and it's working on making the whole subway system solar-powered. There are many countries who did not waste time going, does climate change exist, but instead ask the question, what can we do about it, and are way ahead of America in this process. So this may have something to do with our change or how the world sees us, even if we don't see ourselves as a country with this lineup sitting right on our ascendant. It could mean something more drastic, but it may just mean that wake-up call about our identity as a country. For the rest of us, think about what you are willing to let go of. It's a new cycle. You know, it's a new moon. It's after the eclipse. It starts a new cycle of Sagittarius. It is, if you want to make a commitment to your movement, to being more authentically yourself or being more honest with other people, if it's time for you to come out of the closet or out of the broom closet, or if it's time for you to really create the work that you want to work, this eclipse may trigger that process. Now, at the same time, on December 10th, we're leading up to this. We have Venus conjunct Pluto, and Pluto has now moved up to 25 degrees. It is finally out of that 24 degrees, which it went, you know, of Capricorn, which went back and forth and back and forth over 4 years. Last 2 years, it is now at 25 degrees. It will not come back to 24 degrees. So there is a, you know, and Pluto has to be right on because it is so small and so distant, but so powerful when it actually touches us. Next week, Venus conjuncts Pluto. And sometimes when Venus conjuncts Pluto, we have the loss of an anima image. Venus was, I believe, conjunct Pluto when Princess Diana died, when Mother Teresa died the next week, and often happens when there is either the death of a famous woman or the shift of an identity, issues around women's rights and empowerment. But it can also just be about a maudlin sense of missing the people who have left, our hearts can feel a little sad. And to not get hooked into those old memories while this is going on, to honor the memories but don't get hooked in, to support all the women in your life, to take care of people who are losing something important to them, whether it's land, a house, you know, a favorite stuffed animal, that there is, you know, we're working through loss. And then over the next week, through December 10th, the next 10 days. And that may be a subtext while all kinds of new beginnings are happening, but it is still a strong subtext. So notice that coming up in the process. Today, the Mars trines Neptune. And Mars trines Neptune, today is the 29th of November. And that Mars trine Neptune really gives us the chance to let go of an anger or an ambition that no longer serves us. It's just become a habit. We can release that and re-inspire our spiritual practice, re-enliven our imagination. Mercury also trines Chiron today, asking us to take, you know, compost some pain of ours, some problem we've overcome, and figure out how we can, you know, what good advice do we have to offer from that perspective. Mercury then sextiles Saturn tomorrow, which is great for getting work done, getting pieces in place, making things happen. Both the Sun and the Moon, the Sun and Mercury sextiles Saturn tomorrow. Venus sextiles Neptune. So it really can inspire our creative process. If you want to make things for the winter holidays, for the solstice, now is a good time to do so. On December 1st, on Wednesday, the moon heads into Scorpio, just as Neptune stations and turns direct, and the sun semi-squares Pluto. So there's going to be some turbulence on the 1st, but it doesn't have to be bad turbulence. As the moon goes into Scorpio, it goes into that deep feeling place. It's waning for the new moon on Saturday. I want you to kind of notice where your thoughts go. Kind of rein it in from its, you know, if you find a pout going on or a, be honest with your own emotions, with yourself, but don't necessarily run with that story. When Neptune turns direct, we'll be straightening out misunderstandings or places where we've been thinking magically and haven't been dealing with reality in the weeks ahead, as Neptune has been retrograde since the end of June. But it, when it is stationed, it may be, you know, foggy. There may be some odd weather on Wednesday, or, you know, become aware of recent floods in the Northwest Coast. What's the damage there? Or recent illusions, any Neptunian misuse may become aware of it. And we begin to clarify it, may still feel fuzzy thinking. So as emotions are strong on Wednesday, speak the truth, speak steadily, and get more information before you jump to any conclusions. Mercury will also be quincunx Uranus that day, so our thoughts can go all over the place or jump ahead rather than take the one step after the other that they need to take. By the 2nd, and everything seems to be lining up more into action and statement, a good time to concentrate on what we need to concentrate and get deep into our understanding. By Friday, on the 3rd, the moon heads into Sagittarius as the sun quincunx Uranus and gives us it's still the dark of the moon, so we're kind of getting ready and taking a look at global patterns, our relationship to the bigger picture, our relationship to the natural world, our relationship to a piece of truth we need to share. Saturday brings that eclipse. It happens late at night. We won't be seeing it here in America. It's only really visible. It'll be a total eclipse if you're in Argentina. But if you're not in South America, You won't be visible, and it'll be midnight here, just, you know, around 1 o'clock in the morning in mountain time. And around, you know, 1:42 East Coast time. So notice what happens overnight. Look at your dreams. Check the headlines and see where you want to take it from there. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. Then on Sunday, the moon heads into Capricorn for Sunday and Monday, and sends us back to a really nice lineup of competence and intelligence. How can we work that through? So if you're out there and you want to call in, the number to call is 347-215-8881. If you want to speak to me, raise your hand by pushing 1. I see 2 callers on the line. I'll take them and answer questions, and let's see how we can be helpful. Here we go.
Hello,
area code 917. You're on the line. How can I help you?
Thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. And you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. I'm trying to make a decision.
Excellent.
Here.
Okay. Your birth information?
August 12th, 1980.
August 12th, 1980. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Time?
2:30 a.m. in the morning.
2:30 a.m. And where?
Long Island, New York.
Highland, New York?
Yeah, Long Island, Long Island.
Long Island. Okay.
Have a sore throat. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And what is your question?
Okay, I think I already have the answer to this, but I just want to confirm with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a legal situation, and I need to submit it. I can submit it on Friday, or I can submit it on Monday. I'm thinking Monday would be the better
day. Well, it depends. Is this a situation that you are submitting to something that happened in the past that you're trying to clear up and you want it over with and dealt with? Or is this like just beginning a process?
This is something that was done in the past that I want it to be done with and get it over with. But at the same time, I just wanted to go into the right hands of the upper management. That's all.
Okay.
As you know, the
so
holidays,
with that,
people go away.
Yeah, I would say take it on Monday.
Thank you. That's what
it'll be on the new moon, and you know, do some magic around it on Saturday. Just saying, may this be so. May it complete a chapter, and we get this settled and move on. And I'm ready to go. And then put that energy behind it on Monday.
Okay, that's
the eclipse is not hitting anything difficult in your chart. You're coming out of some tricky transits, so you're actually look like you're good to go. Your progressed sun is in Virgo for a little bit longer, but then it moves into after 30 years in Libra. For 30 years in Virgo, by March, the end of March, your progressed sun heads into 30 years in Libra, which will feel much more comfortable to you. You've got a real growing up session going on this year as the sun conjuncts Saturn. It's asking you to step into your adulthood in a new way and stepping into your personal authority and stepping into good connections. So good luck.
All right. Thank you so much. And the thing is, being that I'm empathic, the energy around the people that were going to come around, they were dirty. And I want each side to have I want it to be a fair case. I don't want, just because I feel that I'm going to win, I don't want to bash the people that I'm bringing to court. So I just
don't bash them. Just be very specific, to the point, but don't undersell it. Don't be too polite.
Yeah.
Just be factual.
That's
where the Sagittarius new moon says, let the truth come out. But be, you know, Sagittarius is the Sagittarius story I always associate with this is the emperor has no clothes. the little kid that goes to the king who everybody else is saying, oh, you look lovely. And the little kid goes, but you're naked. And then everybody starts laughing because he is naked and everybody's just pretending they see the clothes. So that's very much the Sagittarius. Be that kid. Just be direct, okay, straightforward, but without an edge.
Okay. And what's your name?
I'm Heather. Heather Rowan Robbins.
Thank you, Heather. I'm taking your advice, and I'm not going to be polite. But it's just that I just didn't like the people that were coming in. They were just going to take advantage, and I don't like people like that. That's all.
Good.
Okay. Sounds good.
You take care. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. And hello, area code 917-435. You're on the air. How can I help you? Hello, area code 917-435. You're on the air. Can I help you? I can't hear you. So I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you. Hello, area code 845-538. You're on the air. How can I help
you? Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Heather. Thank you so much for taking my call. Birth information is 8562, New York City.
8-5-1962. What time?
Correct. At 12:38 p.m.
And NYC. And how can I help you?
Well, I'm going through my second Saturn return during a lot of these crazy transits we're having, and I just wanted some insight into what you saw in terms of my handling them well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the second Saturn return can be a really empowering time. It's where you feel, you know, you get a chance to be recognized for everything you've earned and done. And Saturn is moving. You were born with a trine between Saturn, and you are just 1 degree past your Saturn return. So you're coming out the other side. It went back and forth over Saturn. So Saturn, you were born with Saturn natally trine your moon from 7 degrees to 10 degrees. Your moon at 10. Saturn now is at 8, almost 9 degrees. So Saturn's moving into a trine with your moon and helping you reestablish some personal authority. You have Saturn down at the bottom of your chart, which suggests to me that, and Saturn was opposed to your sun, that, you know, your work is important to you. Your personal authority may have not been strong when you were growing up because somebody else seemed to hold a heavy hand with it. So you're really stepping into your own at this time in your life, from what I'm seeing. Your progressed sun is conjunct your moon in Libra, and you're understanding with new insight your childhood, your life, your inside heart, your creative process, and that seems to be building up some steam. So is there any particular question about your Saturn return that you'd like to focus upon?
I mean, my first return was such a mixed bag of good and bad things. And when I've had my natal chart read in the past, I've been told that that my north node wants me to be more in the outer world versus at home, and that because of Saturn in Aquarius in my fourth house, that that's where a lot of my wounding and my any negative influences basically stem from. So that yet I've been working remotely even prior to COVID, so that yes, I'm working, but I'm working from home. So it seems like, going toward
Saturn,
my north node?
Right. Well, Saturn in the fourth house often does mean that you're working home. And that Saturn conjuncts your south node in Aquarius. You came in understanding group dynamics. There's something about kind of coming, bringing your personal authority back, even if you're working remotely while you're doing this. Your north node in Leo asks you to be high profile, but you can do that on the internet. I live in the middle of Montana and barely see anybody, and my work is getting bigger. You know, it is, you know, how can you, you know, your projected sense of self is what's being called here.
It's telling me to have a bigger social media presence. Yes, I'm sorry.
Bigger social media presence. And what kind of work do you do from home?
I'm a salesperson.
So in your sales, you are reaching out to people from your home, but
yeah.
you're doing that
yes.
Leo extension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bet you're
I'm
good
just
at
not
it
using
too.
Social media. I am. I'm not really using social media as much as everyone else is
mm-hmm.
for various reasons. But because
mm-hmm.
that was the only thing I could think of that would kind of – that's the only thing I could think of that would move me toward more toward the north
people?
Node of
– Do you
I do.
If you call people,
I call
you
lots
email
of people.
Them? That's all
I do.
Leo outreach.
That's good enough.
That's all Leo outreach. That's not necessarily good enough in that it doesn't necessarily give you what you need. But you have
mm-hmm.
Saturn in the fourth house and the moon in the 12th house. And the moon in the 12th house is also being at home. You love your privacy and you need your time alone as much as you do be out there in the world. You've got a Scorpio rising.
Very true.
Just barely, but you've got a Scorpio rising. Your moon is in the 12th house. You need that inner world and that quiet and that privacy and that safety. So you're learning to make it less of an either or, kind of how do you learn to reach out? And that either or
right.
process can be so important as you go forward
yeah.
here.
And
okay?
the eclipses, I'm sorry, I interrupted
the eclipses
you.
Are forming a trine to your sun. So there may be some illusions about yourself that you're letting go, like feeling like, I have to do this. So what would it look like if you gave yourself some radical self-acceptance and looked at, you know, are you not using the social media because you don't know how or because it makes you uncomfortable? And it says, hey, you know, how to be... You know, if it's something that's blocking you, get it out of the way. Learn how.
Mm.
You know, I had to call my granddaughter for Instagram help, but, you know, it can be done. And how
mm-hmm.
do you take it from there? If it's because it really isn't your vehicle, then let it go and don't worry about it. But if you want to reach mm-hmm. out, imagine yourself, a Leo on a good day, is a hearth fire around which everybody gathers. So being a steady presence of kind of warmth and enthusiasm on the internet, whether that's on social media or, you know, not to be an annoying social media person, like, you know, they don't need to hear from you three times a day, but just kind of how do you share what you love? How do you share what you're enthusiastic about and let that bring people to you? And that feels
okay.
like an important part of this eclipse and this lineup.
Okay.
And to know, kind of,
mm-hmm.
I want you to spend some time imagining what would your perfect job be if you could bap yourself mm-hmm. over the head with a magic wand and give you just the perfect job or just the perfect people to work for. What would that look like? And begin to take yourself mm-hmm. in that direction. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Take care. We've got a minute left, so I'm going to say goodbye to you, and good luck. Now, so for everybody in this week, you know, we're getting over a busy week last week. There's a lot of energy fields shifting and changing. There's some new life force coming in. A concentrated work span between now and about the 15th of December, where we want to get a lot of work done before the solstice holidays come. Right now, we're in Hanukkah. You know, to really enjoy these moments that go back and forth between radical self-acceptance, radical honesty about what's going on in the world, and moving forward to release that which is no longer useful for us and create room and look for what we want to bring in the year ahead. Share stories with one another. Take it down to that next level of honesty. And have a wonderful week. Mark, Anne, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much. Take care.